Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
So you're thinking about upgrading your crossbow. Well, in this episode, I'm going to talk about things that you should be looking at and how you can make an informed decision. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast and YouTube channel, helping new hunters get started and bringing new insights to all hunters. Big shout out to all my Patreon supporters. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate your support, as well as your comments and your feedback and the feedback of everybody. Guys, you can always head to the website, newhuntersguide.com, go to the contact page, send me a message. They come straight to me. I read every single one. And I'd appreciate it if you head to iTunes and leave a 5-star review with a comment. It's the number one way to help the show reach more people. But today we're talking about crossbows. So if you're listening to this, you may have a crossbow and you're thinking about getting a new crossbow and you're trying to figure out, okay, should I? What should I do? How do I judge this? How do I make a good decision here? Or maybe you're just seeding ideas for the future. Well, the question is, why do you want to upgrade your crossbow? Another question is, what do you consider an upgrade? And then another question is, what kind of crossbow should you upgrade to? I'm going to try to answer all three of these with some helpful information. So, why would you want to upgrade your crossbow? Well, there's a handful of reasons why you might want to do this. Now, my first crossbow that I got, I went on Amazon and I found the cheapest real crossbow that money could buy. All right. At the time, it was like a $200 crossbow. I got it on sale, I think, for like $180. It was the cheapest real crossbow, period. And I would not buy it until I could find some videos of people actually using this crossbow to kill deer, because I just was not convinced it was up to the job until I saw some literal evidence of it. And one video I found that put me over was this guy who was definitely a noob, no doubt about it. But he's in a stand, and he shoots deer with a crossbow. Deer goes down, reloads. Another deer walks by a few minutes later. He shoots that deer. It goes down, and he shot both of them with the stock arrows. So I'm like, all right, well, I just watched a guy kill two deer in one tree stand from one moment with this crossbow and the stock arrows to come with it. That's good enough for me for where I'm at right now. So I bought this super, super cheap crossbow, cheapest of all crossbows in the universe probably at that point in time, that was real. And when I say real, I mean had the power to kill a deer and was meant for it. Like, you know, when you think of real, you know, in the archery world, like there are toy bows, you know, there are trainer bows, there are bows for kids with shoot plunger darts and things like that, you know, Nerf bows. I needed a real crossbow. You don't have that as much in firearms, right? If it's a 30-30 rifle, it's a real rifle. Whether it's big or small, it's going to kill a deer. Well, I had to make sure this was a real crossbow. So I got the real crossbow for $180. I put it together and I used that thing for years. And it was a good piece of equipment. I still have it. It is a good piece of equipment. It was solid. It worked. It had plenty of power. All right, I've shot deer at 40 yards with that thing. No problem. I've shot a lot of deer with that bow. right? It's a good, solid crossbow. It's not a great crossbow, but it's a good crossbow. And I'm thinking for $180, cheapest one on the planet, I was expecting, you know, the quality to be lower, but it was legit. It was the real deal. 5 out of 5 stars for a $180 crossbow. Okay? Can't see how it would have been any better for the money. But it was not the perfect crossbow. There were things about it that even from the very beginning, I didn't like, right? The trigger was just odd. It would jiggle. It would dangle. It could make some noise if you didn't keep a little tension on it. The whole thing, like bolts and things screws turn to come loose over time. So you had to work to keep it tight. You know, just the server source would start to wear out faster than seemed to make sense for it to wear out. You know, the strings lasted plenty long for all the shooting that I did on them. Couldn't say the strings were cheap, but the feel in your hand was okay. The balance wasn't great. But here's the thing. At the time, I knew nothing about crossbows. I just knew I wanted one. And so let me get the cheapest one I could find. And while I hunt with that for a while, I will learn about crossbows and figure out what I like and what works well for me. And that's what I did. And it worked swimmingly. Okay? Worked great. It was the best decision I possibly could have made at that juncture in time with the knowledge and the money that I had at that moment. But after a few seasons, I started to see the reason and the need to upgrade crossbows. I wanted a better trigger. I wanted a better scope. I wanted something with better balance. I wanted something that felt more natural in my hand. I didn't care so much about cranks and pulleys and sleds and different ways to cock it, and none of that really mattered to me. You know, I like the idea of, you know, the instant decock and whatever, all those different features that you can get with some of the modern crossbows, but I didn't care. I didn't really care about that. My philosophy was, you know, I want it to work for hunting. Decocking it versus shooting it to get the bullet out when you're done hunting, I didn't care that much about. Not a big deal to me. To some people, it's a big deal. I didn't care. I wanted it to work while I was using it. But I felt the need to upgrade. All right. Now, that's one side. The other side is wear and tear. Crossbows wear out. Strings wear out. Servers wear out. You can get them replaced. With $180, I think it was costing half the price of the bow or more to replace the string in the server. I'm like, I mean, is that really worth doing? Now, yeah, it is. Because keep that bow as a backup bow, or keep it for somebody else that you want to take or learn how to shoot or hunt or whatever. You know, it's worth having it. You're not going to, couldn't buy one for that price these days, I don't think. And so it's worth keeping it up. But at the same time, you know, you're like, I should probably just buy a new bow rather than repair this one for the cost of it, you know, but they do wear out, you know, limbs can crack, equipment and pulleys and things can crack, things could break, either, you know, they start to break, or if you have a catastrophic failure, God forbid, you know, things can break, they can start to go. And as soon as something starts to go, you notice a cracked pulley or a cracked limb, that bow's done. Retire that thing. Or take it and take it to a certified shop who can replace the broken parts. All right? Don't take that into the woods. It's not worth it. Next time you go to cock it, it could blow apart in your hands. Next time you pull the trigger on it, it could come undone and mess you up. Don't play games with that. But so if it starts to wear out, like the server starts to wear out, and it's not like, okay, might be a catastrophic failure here. Nah, you can see the wear and tear on it, and you can see over time it starts to get to the point where it needs replaced, and it's a process. But you start seeing things that crack or break, that's catastrophic. That's a disaster waiting to happen. Don't use that anymore. Put in a case, take it to somebody, or throw it away, or dispose of it properly, whatever the case may be, get it to an expert and have them dispose of it. That's probably the best case scenario. Because you got a lot of tension, you got a lot of pressure, you don't want something going crazy.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
So, you're probably looking to get a new bow because, one, you want better features than yours has, or two, wear and tear, it's starting to wear out, or three, here's the biggest reason people buy new bows, they think they'll shoot more deer and be a better hunter with a better bow. And the first reason is a valid one, the second one is super valid, the third reason is a fantasy. It is a marketing-induced fantasy. They want you to feel like that. They want you to think, oh man, if I upgrade to this bow, I'm going to take home more deer. I'm going to shoot bigger bucks. I'm going to be a better hunter. I mean, if I have a better balance and I've got easier decock and I've got a couple extra feet of velocity and I got a better scope, I'm going to bring home more deer, you wish. All right, it doesn't work like that. A better crossbow is not going to bring you home more deer so long as the one you're replacing it with is functional. As long as it's a real crossbow. Right, case in point, cheapest one on the planet was working just fine. I don't believe that I could have taken another deer with a $5,000 crossbow. Now, okay, maybe one. There was one deer I shot and missed with a crossbow. It was too far, further than I should have been shooting at that point with my skill level and knowledge of the bow. And I believe I put the arrow right over the top of it or grazed the top of it or something because it ran away, looped around. I never saw an arrow in it. It did not. I didn't find any blood. It was gone. And it was probably just about a 38-yard shot, which I could make today no problem because I understand my ranges better. I understand my point of aim better. I could take that shot today. But when I took that shot years ago, I was just not as experienced or skilled with the bow as I am now. And it was still a far shot, even for a crossbow. But it was outside of my capabilities then. Inside now, but even if it were today, I think I would have waited to see if that deer would get closer. I just wouldn't want to take that shot on a doe, especially because does can be significantly smaller targets than bucks. You don't realize it some of the times until you shoot a 90-pound doe and a 180-pound buck, and you're like, oh wow, that buck is way bigger. It's a much bigger target. There's a lot more margin trying to hit those lungs. But I digress. You're not going to take more deer most of the time. Now, if I had had a better crossbow and it had maybe better optics and helped me calculate distance and point of aim, you know, I probably could have taken that deer. But you know what? The same error can be solved by just being more skilled, but just by being a better hunter. All right, looking to spend thousands of dollars on technology to fix what you should learn by going to the range is dumb. Because you need the skills more than you need the technology. But in those rare instances, okay, maybe the bow would help you take a little bit more. But pretty much most of the time, it's not. Now, I know they got bows today. You can shoot 100 yards. They will calculate the distance with the scope They will change the dot and the placement in the reticle. So you just put that dot on the deer, whatever range the deer is, and it's like magical, amazing, unbelievable if you've got $4,000, right? Just for this little price of $4,000, maybe more by today. And so, yeah, you could probably shoot a couple more deer with that. But if you're archery hunting, are you really trying to shoot 100 yards? Because the way that I archery hunt is I try to pick my spot, pick my battleground, so that I cannot see beyond my maximum range. That's the way I hunt. I set up and try to make sure I can't see more than 40 yards in any direction if I'm using a crossbow. Because I don't want a deer to be able to see me from further away than I can see the deer. And if a deer enters into my field of view, it's shootable. And I know that because I've measured it out. I've done all the digging ahead of time. I know whether or not I can hit this deer. And so I try purposely to limit that. And that has served me exceptionally well. Because if I could see the deer at 100 yards, that deer could see me. And he may come in, but he might spot me when he gets to 70 yards. He might catch a little bit of movement. I might not see him, but he might be watching me for 20 minutes. And I don't want that. I don't want to be able to see the deer unless I can shoot the deer. And I don't want that to be possible. So I try to limit my locations and my selection to places that fit that as good as I can. I'm not going to set up on a 100-yard range to archery hunt. Of course, I don't have the $4,000 crossbow either. Maybe if I did, I would look at it differently. I don't know. I'm not saying you shouldn't have or use the $4,000 crossbow. If you're able to do that, good for you. But if you're thinking about upgrading, it should be for features that work better for you, that make things more comfortable for you, that make things easier for you. When I look at a crossbow that has better balance, I look at it as, okay, this is going to help me shoot better. It's going to help my arms from wearing out. It's going to help me, you know, aim easier versus I'm going to take more deer with this crossbow. No, probably not. It's just going to make the hunting experience more enjoyable. These are mostly comforts. Mostly comforts. Now, the jingling trigger, that could be a liability, right? If you don't know what to do with that and you're not able to keep that under control, that could become a liability. That could become a real problem. That's something that a deer could hear if you're not able to manage that. And so if you had a better trigger that didn't jingle, you might be able to take more deer. Maybe, but probably not. And so, yeah, okay, I get a better trigger. That I'm reducing liabilities, but I'm not looking at it like, oh, this better crossbow is going to make more deer come out. I don't miss a lot of deer. I've only missed one deer, and that's the one I told you. I'm not missing a lot of deer. All right, I'm not passing on a lot of shots on deer that I want to shoot either. So I don't know what the better crossbow is going to do to change that. Because if I'm basically at 100% hit rate, and I basically shoot at 100% of the ones I want to shoot at, then what's the better crossbow going to do? I can't kill them any deader. You can't really change that scenario. But you can reduce liabilities. You can add comforts. You can add a little bit of range. You can add, you know, some of those things. And so is it worth upgrading a crossbow? Of course it's worth it. But like anything else, there's diminishing returns. If you spend more, you get more. But the more you spend, the less you get. You buy a $1,000 crossbow, you get one level of performance. You get a $2,000 crossbow, you do not get double the performance. You get just a little bit more performance. You get a $4,000 crossbow, you're not getting four times the performance of the $1,000 one. You're getting a little bit more than the $2,000 one, which is just a little bit more than the $1,000 one, which is still only a little chunk more than the $200 one. All right, they do the job, they're tools. It's kind of like a hammer, Maybe a wrench is a better example. You could buy a wrench for a dollar. Actually, you could buy a pack of wrenches for a dollar. Socket wrench, crescent wrench. Talk about crescent wrenches. You could buy a pack of crescent wrenches of different sizes for a dollar if you know where to go. Now, those are cheap wrenches, literally and technically. They are garbage, but they will work for most things. Almost anything you need a crescent wrench for, that crescent wrench will do the job. Now, you could get a better crescent wrench that costs just a dollar for one wrench. You could get a much better crescent wrench for $5. You could get an even better one for $10. You could spend $50 to get one of the best crescent wrenches that money can buy. What will it do that the dollar crescent wrench won't do?
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Very little. They're both going to turn nuts and bolts. They're gonna do most of the jobs. You may reach the point of failure for the $1 one before you do the $50 one. So you might have some more durability there. Mostly it's going to be more comfortable, more balanced. It's going to hold its positions better. It's going to have better geometry. It's going to grip the bolts tighter and cleaner and smoother. It's going to be a better experience. It's going to be better to work with. Is it going to be 50 times better than the $1 one? No. So it's not going to give you much ability to do things you couldn't do with the cheaper one, but it will make it much more enjoyable experience to work with it. And so you have to weigh these kind of decisions with everything that you have in your life. I don't have a $50 crescent wrench. I use a crescent wrench a couple times a year. The super cheap one that I have, which I know sucks, works just fine. Now, if I was a contractor and I built and repaired things on a daily basis and there was a crescent wrench in my hand every day, you better believe I'd have the $50 crescent wrench. I'd have the best tool that I could because I use that tool all the time, and having quality tools makes a difference when you use those tools all the time. Whatever I have and use all the time are the things that should be the highest level quality. The things that I use rarely, those can be cheaper. Those cannot be to the same standard, right? So when it comes to a crossbow, how often are you hunting? You hunt once a year, twice a year? Do you spend 3 days in a tree stand, or do you spend 30 days in a tree stand? Well, the higher the number, the more value that better piece of equipment, that better tool is going to add to you. The less often you use it, the less it matters. You know, I know there's a lot of guys that hunt deer once a year with a $2,000 rifle. Well, you know, they probably would have been better off buying the $200 rifle from a functionality standpoint for that kind of usage. But they felt like they needed to get this super high-end rifle to shoot more deer. Well, they're not shooting any deer. They're just, it's a game. It's marketing. They bought into it. And so, but now the guy that hunts in three states and fills 8 tags a year, well, he ought to probably have a good tool. He ought to have a tool that he really enjoys, that's comfortable, that has the features that he values and that makes it a more pleasant experience for him because he's using it a lot. So when you're talking about a crossbow, you got to put it in the context for you. All right. For you. How much are you going to use this? How much of a difference does this make for you? You know, how many times is it going to make that difference for you? And so I'm all about upgrading. I'm all about having a good piece of equipment, but it's got to make sense. It's got to fit economically into your priorities, into your use patterns, and then into the functionality that you need. Because the cheaper one, like I said, the cheapest one on the planet works just fine, does the job just fine. The better one's not going to do the job anymore 99% of the time. All right, so those are things to keep in mind. Now, if you're going to upgrade crossbows, what do you upgrade to? What brand do you buy? What kind do you buy? Well, I'm going to give you an overly simplistic answer because I've not used every brand and I don't know every brand, and I would be an idiot to try to point you to or away from certain brands because I don't live and breathe crossbows. But my recommendation would be this. You want to upgrade, which means you want something better and with more features than you have. You spent something for what you have, so you're going to have to spend more to get better. So my recommendation is this. Look for crossbows that are on the deepest sales. All right, if you've got a $200 crossbow like I had used and you want to upgrade, instead of going, you know, straight to the top, all right, try to find an $800 crossbow on sale for $550. Try to upgrade to the highest level of workmanship, the highest level of quality that you can get to, leapfrog a generation or two of crossbows, but look for the lowest price. So you're saying buy based on price instead of brand? Consider based on price instead of brand. So every year, before season, there are sales. After season, there are deeper sales. And so you go out and say, all right, here's a crossbow I've never heard of from a company I don't know about. It's a $1,000 crossbow on sale for $500. Well, that probably leapfrogs a generation, a level or two of crossbows. Look at that one first. Or look at things that are in that situation first. Why is it discounted so much? Usually there's two big reasons. One, that was last year's model. They got to make room for next year's model. They're not making that one anymore. Or two, they just have surplus and they need to move them, get their money back out of them and get other inventory in for the rest of the year. Sometimes it's because it was junk. And so you got to do research. Go, look at it, touch it, feel it. Does it have what you want? Does it have features that are good for you, that you like? Then you got to look at reviews. All right, if it's got 2.4 stars, well, that's probably not the one you want. But if the reviews are good, if the features are good, if everything about it's good, then you can leapfrog a generation or two, a level or two of crossbows with that strategy. Now, if brand means everything to you and you're brand loyal and you only want a certain brand of crossbows, that kind of thing will probably happen eventually at some store, some retailer, some outlet, some something. You have to work harder, but it's going to be a lot more difficult to try this strategy. All right, so you're probably better off just saving up for the one that you want to get. Wait till it goes on a regular sale, 10% off, 15% off, whatever, and then buy it then. If that's your philosophy. I don't care either way, you know, but my approach would be just try to get the best level of crossbow for the money. There's so many features. There's so much marketing. The only way you can really judge without becoming an expert is go, hold it, handle it. You have a crossbow that you want to upgrade from, so you know enough about crossbows to know what you don't like and what you do like, and then evaluate these tools based on that knowledge, experience, and expertise. All right. So I hope this is helpful for you guys. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time, God bless you, and go get them in the woods.
Oh, want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.